New concert venue is going to open up in town pretty soon. It's going to be, ideally, this sort of the perfect size, 1,000 people. But it's run by the people that have really dominated this industry, Live Nation, which was created with Live Nation and also the merger with Ticketmaster, runs 30,000 shows, 100-plus festivals. They sell 500 million tickets a year, and they employ 44,000 people, one of whom is Ben Wheaton, who's the chief operating officer of Live Nation's clubs and theaters division. He joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So so you guys are running the House of Blues in town, and also out at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. And then tell me about the new one. It's right across from American Airlines Center over the Design District.
Yeah, so the Hi-Fi is going to be our new 1,000-cap intimate concert venue. As the name denotes, we'll be spending a significant amount of money on the acoustics and the sound system. We want people to be able to walk in there and really hear and feel that this is the best concert experience that they've had from a sound perspective. It fills a niche for us in this market. You know, at the House of Blues, we've got a 400 capacity small room. We've got the 1,700 capacity larger room. And then from there,
so this is right in the middle.
Yes, and
so if the sound was really that good, would it be called like the stereo or the surround sound? Hi-Fi is kind of old school.
It is old school, but you know, we're harking back to those days. We, you know, you can see it in the logo, and really when sound started to become more and more important. You know, Phil Spector's sound wall, that kind of stuff. And you know, we've got a great production team that really just focus on that. We're going for the immersive 360 sound. And you know, it's one of those things where the bands will tell the difference. We hope the fans will tell the difference, but you know, more importantly, it's also just an elevated experience for people as well.
Well, your division, you seem to be running the right division at the right time, because this, I mean, you're really growing. I mean, you more than tripled the venues in the last 10 years, and it seems to be ramping up very quickly. I see the Fillmore name cropping up, you know, all around the country that you're using. How big is big?
So for us right now, we've got 100 venues that we own or operate on long-term leases, do about 16,000 events. And for us, our flywheel, I'm a big Jim Collins fan, and our flywheel really is the addition of more venues. We add more venues. We sell more tickets, there's more food and beverage, and that flywheel powers the next investment into the next venue.
You know, the whole evolution of this really intrigues me, because correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that tours were something you made a group do. You know, you've got an album, you're going to sell a jillion of, but you're going to go out and promote it, and we're not going to pay you a lot of money. But we're gonna go out and run the heck out of you all over the country.
Well, those times have changed.
Yes.
You know, the majority of the income for bands and artists is coming from the live side. It is a real business that 20 years ago looked a lot different than it does right now. Yeah. You know, it's experienced tremendous growth. And a lot of that is due to the fact that, you know, we are looking to expand venues to create more festivals and do more shows. When a band goes out, they can either choose to do a tour with Live Nation, or they can go and sell their shows locally. Either way, we're happy to have the shows in our rooms. We do have a large touring division based in Los Angeles, but then we have boots on the ground. We've got about 4 talent buyers amongst, including as well as marketers and venue staff here that also work locally and regionally.
So you're almost sort of in this area, it almost is like you're cradle to grave. I mean, you could start a startup band that maybe nobody's heard of, but might fill 300, 400 seats.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that Live Nation doesn't get credit for. I think when you think about Live Nation, you think about either Ticketmaster or big amphitheaters or arenas. And under the radar, over the past 10, 15 years that we've been running this group, we really have set up what we call a venue ladder system in the major markets, where we can take bands from 200 capacity all the way up to, you know, Dos Equis Pavilion or the stadiums. But it's something that really kind of goes unseen. But we have a significant investment, yeah, in those baby bands to grow them from you know, our club and theater ecosystem up into the bigger rooms. And it's something that's very important to us. We want to have the early relationship with the bands. And frankly, at this point, we have the capital and the marketing and the venues to help propel those bands to the next level.
Well, and I would think that this would really help, because somebody was telling me not too long ago that the real competition around here, for example, is they said, well, here's an artist that you're just not going to see here the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, why? That's, you know, it's a big market. And they said, well, because he signed with the casinos. And these casinos have so much money, they're in Oklahoma, and they make them sign these exclusive contracts where you can't appear within, I don't know, 90 miles of our venue or whatever, and you effectively shut out population.
Yeah, you know, that fortunately is not a huge problem at the club and theater level. At the higher levels, I think there's a cycle. I think there's times when artists will go out and they will play the casinos or the fairs or the festivals, and then there are times where they'll want to go out and play for the hard ticket, right, and come to the major markets, play the arenas, play the theaters, play the amphitheaters. So it really is. It's kind of a circuit for a lot of artists, but the vast majority are not playing, at least in our venue capacities, playing the casinos that are going to radius out the other plays.
So a spot like the Hi-Fi Dallas, how often is it going to be used? How many times a year?
So we want to shoot for at least 250 event nights a year. So we believe that given there are a couple of 1,000 cap venues in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it's also the fourth largest DMA in the United States. And so we're projecting 125 to 150 shows, everything from the local bands, the regional bands, and the national touring bands. But we also will be renting the venue if you want to come in as an independent promoter, or if you want a special event, a wedding or a corporate event, it's there as well to rent out.
So this is yours. I mean, you've rented it. You have a landlord.
Yeah, we've got a long-term operating lease for the next 15 years, and it's our place we'll call home for that size venue in Dallas.
You know, it's interesting watching that area grow around there. You know, the Virgin Hotel just opening up, and there's lots of restaurants, and there's a brand new, for me, still a brand new exit off the tollway, so it's an easy area to get to. And it's right across from American Airlines Center.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of the lucky strike extra, which is the frontage on the highway and the proximity to the American Airlines Center. We want to do a lot of cross-programming and cross-marketing with the Mavericks. We've got the VIP lounge for their suite holders, and we're looking for some reciprocity. But it's been fun working with them specifically to come up with programming, come up with different ideas. But it's situated in a wonderful location, and the design district is just blowing up right now.
And again, so Mark Cuban is your landlord, and he's a man who has ideas.
Yeah, Mr. Cuban contributed the land to the project, and more importantly, though, we've always had a good relationship with his team, both his corporate team and obviously the Mavericks, and so being able to sit down with them and kind of spitball ideas on what we can do pre-game, post-game, how can we get some of their players involved, speaker series, that kind of stuff. That's where it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. So when do you open?
So February 10th is the opening lineup announcement, and Valentine's Day they go on sale. Tickets go on sale, and then first show May 15th.
May 15th.
Yes.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time.
All right. And also watching this division grow. This is fun. Ben Wheaton's Chief Operating Officer of Live Nation's Clubs and Theater Divisions, and just about to open up its third venue in Dallas. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for Barbara. Conversation with Ben Wheaton. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.